Today, Palm Sunday marks the beginning of Holy Week. And typically, we begin with a procession. And every church does it differently. Some begin outside their front door. Others process around the block. And most of us, at least the priests anyway, are just praying it doesn't rain. It has always reminded me of a parade. And I love parades. So I always begin this Sunday on a high note. And I always wonder what the people who drive past or look out their windows. This morning I wondered what it was like to live in that apartment that oversees the playground and hear our choir sing the introit. Imagine if you woke up to that. Who do those folks, those looking in from the outside, think we are? This crowd of people waving palms. What do people imagine that we are about today? Which had me wondering, who do we think we are? Be assured, this is not a parade. The Palm Sunday procession is also not a reenactment. We are here to worship, to join in the proclamations. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We are here to witness Jesus in all his glory. I love to imagine that first crowd, the one that we read about and is described for us in the Gospels. I don't want to forget that there were all kinds of people there, just like us here today. And I want to remember that the crowd was probably much smaller, maybe close to our size, and that this isn't a city parade. This is a crowd of people gathered together for one purpose, to hail Jesus as the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Emmanuel, God with us. And it is probably such a small crowd, compared to the city of Jerusalem at least, that it could have gone unnoticed, even ignored. Except, Jesus is not one to go unnoticed or to be ignored. He may tell his disciples to not tell anyone about him, who he is or what he says, and yet he continues to draw attention to himself. A lot happens between the gospel we read at the procession of the palms and what our wonderful young people just read with us today. There's four chapters. Jesus enters into the temple. He becomes so angry, he turns over the tables. He initiates all kinds of hostilities with the authorities. He even asserts his own authority many times, including foretelling the destruction of the temple and urging the people to stay alert, stay awake, pay attention, he says. God is near to us, redeeming and restoring creation through my body, he says. He urges the crowd to not look away, to follow him, and witness God's tender love for creation. I find that it is tempting and sometimes easy to look away from pain and suffering. I've recently begun watching Midsummer Murders. It's this wonderful BBC mystery series. It allows me to escape from my own stuff. And it is so easy when watching murder mysteries to look away from the screen when something awful happens. Or how about when I'm driving to work or running some errands, and I come to the corner, and there's the person holding up their sign, and I just glance at my phone at a stoplight, of course. I know that our community includes the hungry, those oppressed, the suffering, those in prison, the sick, the dying, those grieving. There is all kinds of pain and suffering all around us. And I yearn for an easy way to respond to those needs. But it seems to me, though, that Jesus is calling me to something more. The gospel compels me towards the realities of the world. Jesus' way of life obliges me to turn towards the pain and suffering of my neighbors. 5 weeks ago, we had a procession of a whole nother kind. If you were with us on the first Sunday of Lent, we processed within this very room, this cathedral, this holy space, and we sang a bunch of prayers, a litany, the Great Litany, we call it. It's in your prayer book. You can offer it any time on any given day. May I share with you three prayers from that long litany? From all blindness of heart, from pride, vainglory, and hypocrisy, from envy, hatred, and malice, and from all want of charity, good Lord, deliver us. That it may please thee, good Lord, to make wars to cease in all the world. That it may please thee, good Lord, to show thy pity upon all prisoners and captives, the homeless and the hungry, and all who are desolate and oppressed. The Great Litany lays before us prayer after prayer after prayer, the realities of our lives and the life of the world, pride, malice, war, the homeless and the desolate. We cannot ignore them. Indeed, we must take some responsibility for them. Lent is a season to examine our lives. Where are the places, the moments, and ways that draw us further from Christ? And Holy Week is the culmination of that season. And each day, especially this week, we remember who and whose we are. We are the ones who crown Jesus King, and we are the ones who cry out, "Crucify him!" We are the ones who walk with him all the way to the grave and wait for him at the empty tomb. We are Jesus' greatest deniers and his faithful church. By his tender love, we are God's beloved. And by God's grace, we arrive at Easter morning ready to shout our alleluias, "Christ is risen." We arrive ready to follow Christ into the world. In his letter to the Philippians, Paul writes, "Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself." Here's the crux of Palm Sunday, of every Sunday, of Christ's entire life, his humility, the offering of his whole life to all of creation, to anyone who will receive him. The offering of himself is the revelation of God's holiness given to us. And we receive the full benefit of Christ as we witness his whole life, from his joyous incarnation to his practical and faithful ministry, to the pain and suffering of his crucifixion, all the way to his glorious resurrection and ascension. Each moment, a revelation and reminder of God's tender love and mercy, leading us to new life in the glory of God. When we follow Christ's humility, our whole lives are transformed, And we are encouraged and empowered to confront even the greatest pain, even death. By Christ, we receive the fullness of God's redemptive activity in our lives and in the world. May we have the courage and strength to do more than look at Christ. May we draw close to him, even on the cross, as we await the glory of his resurrection. May we have the same mind as Christ and offer our whole lives to God.